About things that I've actually got into a football ground with.
Okay, yes, there's the other things. We're still asking about things that are confiscated as well as things that you've got in.
Toiletries, Weetabix.
Oh, Weetabix, a breast pump, of course, etc., etc. Some Hare Krishna books and a flick knife are actually got into a football ground. Not by vicious people, people who suddenly remembered they had them on them. Now, Anthony, what do you want to say?
Well, when I used to go and watch Berry every other Saturday.
Yep.
And I was working part-time at a restaurant in Manchester, so I used to catch the bus from Bury to Manchester after the match,
mm-hmm.
and they let me in with an entire set of K3 knives every other Saturday.
Why?
Why?
How?
No, they were just rolled up in a canvas roll.
That'll be it then. You see, you got your canvas roll, and the policeman says, put your hands above your head.
Yeah.
That's you down.
20 or 30
knives. Here you go, sir. Excuse me, sir, would you mind moving that Uzi out the way? I'm trying to fill your pocket.
20 or 30 Japanese steel catering knives, isn't it?
Wow, that's double. There's surely no one's going to beat that. Did you...
Did you have one of those special big choppy things, a big square of steel that they chop up onions with?
Was there no option either that opens here? Couldn't you have left them anywhere else?
Well, I mean, they're a bit expensive. You don't want to leave them with somebody.
Yeah, but couldn't you say, officer, I'm just about to walk into a British Football League ground with 30 steak knives. Is that okay for you, or do you want to look after them to the end of the game?
Well, they never even bothered.
No.
They never looked in the... I mean, it was obvious it was knives in there, because it's a role specialist for knives, but...
The coppers must have looked at him. Oh, no, we're not falling for that one. He wants us to search him.
Yeah.
And then when he finds there were just these sausages
double
in there.
Bluff,
Yes. And by the way, I'd like to try and get into a ground with a beef sandwich these days. Don't go near Bristol Rovers with a beef sandwich. Those people is nuts.